Philippians 4:19, he says, my God. Now, when I say this, when I get into this, it's very important you understand this. I'm taking this from a financial perspective, but what I'm talking to you about will apply at every single level and every single arena of the Word of God. But I'm going to take it down the financial perspective so you'll just see the pathway. It says, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Several things we want to look at there. There's two different jurisdictions he's talking about. He's going to supply your need here in the earth's jurisdiction. That's a natural jurisdiction, but he's supplying them from riches in glory. That's a heavenly jurisdiction. That's a spiritual inheritance that has to come all the way down here from riches in glory. How many know Jesus has riches in glory? It's very clear that he does. And those riches are going to translate or be materialized into a manifested riches or wealth here, a supply here. Now, God's going to have to do something very unique. He has to bring it all the way down from riches and glory, and then he has to manifest it here in the natural. So there's going to be an exchange from a spiritual inheritance. He's going to make it natural. He's going to bring it into the natural. That's pretty amazing. That's what God has to do. That's his job. Amen. He has a job. We have a job. Amen. Well, what we discussed Thursday night in brief, that the way the Lord brought all that down, the first thing he had to do is bring his heir up. His heir had to be raised from the dead, and his single, solitary heir, the one that received, and we looked at how he received the blessings of Abraham. He was a seed to the promises should come, and he inherited all those blessings when he came into the right hand of God. In fact, he said, all power in heaven and earth now belongs to me. I'm the appointed heir seated at the right hand of God. All of that inheritance he received on our behalf, included in that inheritance, was riches in glory. Worthy is the Lamb that has receive power and riches. Know you the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he became poor, that you through his poverty have been made rich. He became your poverty. Then God raised him from the dead, set him at the right hand of God, and appointed him heir of all heaven and heir of all the earth. He is the appointed heir. Anybody have a problem with that? And it says he blesses you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. The problem with that, all of that is still up there in heavenly places. We got to learn how to get all that down here. Not just financial. There's a whole lot that he inherited. And we got to learn how he's going to get it from there to here. Hallelujah. Now we found out that when he was raised up into the right hand, of course, Jesus said the Father will send the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, I'll send the Holy Ghost. And of course, we found the Father sent the Holy Spirit into the right hand of God. Jesus gave him his inheritance and then sent the Holy Ghost down here. Now that is huge. Everyone say huge. You got to understand that if faith is going to be activated in your life, faith is not originating anymore out of heaven. He brought it all down to you. The Holy Ghost came to live in you. He came to dwell in you. And Jesus said of him, he will receive of mine. And just in case you didn't know what was his, he says, all things the Father has are mine in John 16. He's going to receive of mine. He did that when the Father sent him into the right hand of God, Acts 2:33. He received it. And then he said, all things the Father has mine, he's going to show it to you. And so he sent the Holy Spirit bearing that inheritance and sent him to live where? Inside you. He brought the inheritance with him. How did he do that? How does that inheritance show up? Well, one of the things that the Lord had to impress upon my faith, he said, if you're looking for the breakthrough in any other place than in your heart, you will not see the full manifestation of it. That's how he spoke to me. I said, I don't understand that at all. I said, Lord, I don't understand that. He says, not yet you don't. He says, but look at the progression. What happened? Holy Spirit brings that inheritance down, and he says, he will receive of mine all things the Father has are mine, and he will show it, declare it, disclose it, and transmit it. He will teach you all things. He will show you all things. Why do you think the Holy Spirit was coming in to live in you in the first place? He came to bring a kingdom, and he came to reveal that kingdom to you. The Holy Spirit, when he's revealing the revelation of God's promise or God's word, he is bringing something that originated out of the right hand of God, and he's bringing it into the birthing chamber of your heart. And there it must abide. We know the kingdom is going to flow out, right? He said, out of your innermost being would flow rivers of living water. So therefore, if you're still in the mentality, Father, I ask you to manifest it, and you're still looking out here to out here, you're missing it. That's not how he does it. Now, he showed me that by revelation. I tried to take you there last week and kind of stumble a little bit because I wasn't quite ready to show it to you. But now I'm ready to show it to you. I know how he does it. Glory to God forever. Luke 17, you know this one, says the kingdom of God is within. All right? Go to Romans chapter 10. When I'm in prayer, I actually live into that progression because I receive the Holy Spirit. I know what he's brought. See, if you don't know what he's brought, you don't know how he's going to manifest it. You have to know he brought the entire inheritance with him. He said, all things the Father has is mine. Therefore, he's going to bring it with him. He's going to declare it to you. He's going to teach it to you. He's going to show it to you. All these revelations God gives. These revelations, you understand the revealed living word of God is not just a word. Do you know what's in that word that he brings to you? He brings the inheritance in the form of the word. All that he inherited, he brought in the form of the word. When the Holy Ghost reveals that living word, he's doing something, getting it ready for manifestation. But it has to become a living word, and it has to abide somewhere. Now, let me show you where my mentality was as of about 4 days ago and how he shifted it. Whew. I am living in this. Oh, it's awesome, Father. I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost can give you a PhD in the living word and the living water. And when you put these two together, oh. Romans 10, you ready? Verse 6. I found that this wisdom I'm going to share with you today, he taught it to Moses, he taught it to David, he taught it to Solomon. All the great, great men carried this level where they understood how to bring heaven to the earth. They understand how God does it. Verse 6, you ready for this? Romans 10. Now, he's going to be talking based on this out of salvation, but this is how the whole kingdom works right here. He says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine, where? Heart. Now your heart can speak a whole lot of things. It's bigger than you'll ever imagine. It's going to click. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring him up from the dead. What saith it? The word is nigh thee. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. I mean, I can tell when I just passed that because you've been taught that so many times, you missed the whole thing. Like I did the last 500 times I passed through it. Here's the whole issue with this right here. As long as you think what you're believing God for is originating anywhere than that word abiding in your heart, in your mouth, you'll miss it. He says, say not in that heart, I got to go up to heaven to get it. I got to go out into the deep to get it. As long as you think it's either tomorrow or it's somewhere else other than right here in the midst of your heart, you don't have it yet. Because that's how he's going to bring it to pass. He said, say not in thine heart, who's going to have to ascend up into heaven? See, when you're believing God for something, your heart's going to speak a lot of things. Your heart's going to say a lot of things. Most of the time, what we do is project it out one day. The reason why we're projecting it one day, because it's not living in here right now. It's been dislodged. Now, I'm not talking about the word of knowledge that abides in your mind. I'm talking about a living word of promise that abides in your heart. He said, say not in your heart, who's going to send up? See, another thing that we think is, we know it's up there. How are we going to get it down here? You see that? I got to go all the way up there to get it? No, you do not. He brought it. I had to go all the way up there to find that out. He spent 3 years getting me the right hand of God. I said, God, 3 years to get me up there. Did y'all come all the way back down here? I said, you could have just told me it was right here. He said, but I needed you to see what was all there. I brought it all to you. The Holy Spirit brought it with him to live in you. And when he reveals the word, he reveals it into your heart. And say, not in your heart, who's going to ascend into the heavens to go get it, or into the deep. Your answer is right here in the midst of your heart. If you don't understand what I'm saying, that's what's causing us to miss how the kingdom flows. Because the Holy Spirit, when he's bringing a revealed word, when he's bringing a living word, he sets it into the midst of your heart, because your heart is the birthing chamber of the Most High God. It's more than just a word sitting in there. I call Mount Hebron inheritance a word. It's 11 messages. But to me, it's one word in the form of a mountain. I don't see the word Mount Hebron inheritance. I have a mountain on the inside of me. I see the mountain. I see the history of the mountain. I see the generational treasures. I see where Caleb inherited and drove off the sons of Anak. I see where David was crowned king in that mountain, and it started the greatest Old Testament reign, especially in the arenas of wealth, and he handed it over to Solomon. And I see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all buried up in that mountain. I see that anointing buried up in that mountain. And I see that promise of generational inheritance. In thee, Abraham, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. I'm going to bury you up into this mountain. I'm going to bury Isaac up in this mountain. I'm going to bury Jacob up in this mountain. But one day the seed will come to all those promises are made. And Christ inherits that mountain in the right hand of God. Hands it to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost runs right down up in here and comes into me, and then he starts revealing that mountain in me. He brought the mountain in form of the word, but it is an inheritance that will produce generational inheritance as long as you know how he's going to produce it. How is he going to do it? How is the king priest government going to come? How is revival going to come? We're going to keep shouting out to him as long as we think it's up there. We don't have it yet. Because the righteous in the faith say, not in that heart, who's going to have to go up there and get it when he already brought it to you? Everyone say, he brought it to me. The secret is learning how to keep it right here. The secret, what did he say? Keep thy heart, guard thy heart with all diligence. From out of it are going to flow the wellsprings of life. Out of your innermost being would flow rivers of living water. It's not up here to out here. It's up here. Holy Ghost brings it here. He takes the inheritance of the living word. He brings that inheritance and it comes to abide in you. But that word abides in an image. If you don't have an image in your heart, what are you basing your faith on? What happens, what I found out about the image of God and the word of God, it grows brighter when I'm closer to him, and it grows very dim when I'm not. The closer I get, the brighter his word gets. The brighter the image gets. The brighter the image gets. It's just getting ready for manifestation. The Holy Spirit doesn't manifest from out here. He manifests from in here. He brings the inheritance in the form of the word, then he puts that inheritance in the water. He sows it in the earthen vessel, then he covers you over with the water. Therefore, we had to learn about how the water works. Now, listen to this. It's right here. If you think it's any other way, what Mark 4 said, the devil cometh immediately. Why? To steal the word from the heart. Why? Because he knows your heart's the birthing chamber of the Most High God. He knows that more than you know it. That's why every time you get something on the inside of you, he's coming hard at it. The reason is he wants to snatch it out of the heart. He doesn't care if you have the knowledge. He doesn't really care if you sit up in here in church. What he really cares, do you have a living, abiding promise
in the form of a word, an image.
I have this mountain in me. I see it as a mountain. I carry it as a mountain. But boy, am I learning to guard it now because I know within it. I'm telling you, the Lord said, he goes, you know, people go to college for 4-8 years. They do it, you know, in education is part of God's plan. You got to be educated. He says, but because my people, they'll go for the education in natural, but they won't go for the education in the spirit. They will give themselves 6-8 hours a day for education. They won't think anything about it. They'll go in debt for it. He goes, when it comes to me to try to educate them how the spiritual realm works, they'll try it for 10 minutes and said, oh, well, it doesn't work. And they have no idea. This is a very real kingdom. The Holy Spirit's bringing a very real kingdom. And when he reveals that word, he's going to bring it to manifestation if you know how he's going to do it. One of the great secrets to know, I'm telling you this with all my heart, you have to learn to keep it right here. And do you think that's easy? All the enemy has to do is detach you from the Lord, get you out there distracted. Is when you move away from the Lord, guess what? When I move away from the Lord, what happens? It grows dimmer. My heart grows dimmer. The world system grows brighter or darker, however you want to look at it. But it grows dimmer. When I get back to the Lord, it starts coming back alive. And the Lord said, I said that in one verse. If you abide in me, my word will abide in you, the word of inheritance. And then you can ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. If it's abiding in you, if you learn how to keep it right here. Amen. All right, let's go look at Deuteronomy. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. It's a sown living word. Let me ask you a question. How many of you are carrying a living promise in you right now? Raise your hand. You got a big part of it. How many of you have been carrying it for a very long time and are very frustrated because you don't know how to get it out from here, out here? How many of you are just waiting on God? Most what we do, well, just waiting on the Lord, waiting on the Lord. Then that slick evangelist will show up on TV. If you'll just sow $1,000 seed, God will just take what's inside you and like, come on! Are you kidding me? You cannot bypass the birthing system of God by just giving an offering. It's going to take a little more than that. You got to know what the Holy Ghost brought is a treasure greater than any treasure in the earth. Just because it comes in the form of a word, that word can transform a generation. By this we know the generations were framed and changed by the word of God abiding. That word can frame and change the generation you live in if you can get it from here out into manifestation. It's not coming out here until it abides here. And if he doesn't learn to keep it here, the enemy's coming after it. He doesn't care if it's up in your head. Your head is not the birthing chamber. I know some people think their head's the birthing chamber. And they like to worship the mentality. It's up in the spirit. It's in the heart of a man where that word's sown. The Holy Spirit brings that word. He says, listen, what I'm going to reveal to you, I come from another place. I come from a place where there is a king that the Father's appointed heir of all things. And I'm bringing an inheritance to you. But the way it works is I'm going to wrap all this inheritance up in a word. I'm going to give this word to you so great. It's going to be an image. It's going to be sown into you. Now, here's your responsibility. You got to keep it. You got to guard it. It's not going to birth out here. You're going to have to get your faith where it's not who's got to go up to heaven to get it. No, I'm going to bring it to you. You don't have to go looking for it out there. You don't have to get on a jet airplane to go find someone to lay hands on you. No, I'm going to put it in you. It's going to be there. It's a living inheritance. It's going to be in your heart and in your mouth. And if you learn to keep it, if you understand what's in that word, I will in turn manifest it. And out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Man, I hope you get it. Otherwise, you know what you'll do? Oh, that's so good. Wow, that's just great. Because, you know, I got to get up tomorrow morning and go to work. To a job I don't want to be in. And I got to go live in a place I don't want to live in. I'd rather just go spend 40, 50, 60 hours a week and never ask the question of why I'm under the shadow of mammon. I'm under the covering of mammon. I'm under its control. And I don't know how to break out. And all the while, you got it up inside you. Now, while you go work 30, 40 hours a week, you can also come back in here and start working what's going on the inside of you. Because if what's inside of you releases, the Holy Spirit's going to set up a brand new day for you. He's going to set up a brand new way for you. When it comes out of you, I remember the first time this word came out a long time ago, I didn't know what I was doing. It came out at another level. It's fixing to come out at a kingly level. Because there's a kingly mountain up in here, and that kingly anointing's fixing to come up into the earth. Because I know where it's at now. I don't have to go out here and look for it anymore. I don't have to wonder when God's going to do it, how he's going to do it. I don't have to live in frustration. I don't have to live in torment or fear. I don't have to live in all that. I don't have to go up into heaven and ask why. I know where it's at. It's right up in here. It's a living word right up in here. It's in my heart. It's in my mouth. It's in my heart. It's in my mouth. Deuteronomy 30, verse 11. For this commandment, which I command thee this day, it's not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Boy, if you got that far off faith, guess what? Your promise is going to be far off. If you got that one day faith, guess what? Your promise, you wake up to your sign every day, one day. It's just not that day. Because the promise is somewhere other than your heart. If it's anywhere other than right here up in your heart, it's already been dislodged. If it's been dislodged, it can't be produced, because it can only be produced when it's sown and kept into a heart of a believer. Then the Holy Spirit will bring it out of the veil of the heart, and he'll manifest the inheritance through the heart. And out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. That's some good stuff right there. I wish I was taught that 20 years ago. Look at verse 12. It's not in heaven. Everyone say, it's not in heaven. Well, he blesses you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Yes, he does. That's where it originated from. But if you're going to get it here, you're going to have to know the Holy Ghost done brought it all down. It's living in you. Yes, he blesses you from that place, but the deposit's been made into your heart. It's not in heaven. It came from heaven, but it's up in you. Say, it's in me. It's not in heaven. Boy, you can't imagine the shift. If I could get that to shift in you, I preached all around this thing since last November. But I knew the Holy Ghost had brought it down. I preached all around it. I was dancing around it like this. But I didn't know you can dance all around that. But when it clicked, the Lord said, son, the inheritance abideth within. You don't have to look anywhere else. Just learn to look right there. Learn to feed it. It's not in heaven that you have to go up and get it. To bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Look at this. The word is very nigh thee. You can say it like this. The inheritance of the right hand of God is very nigh me. It's very close. It's in my mouth. It's in my heart. Say, it's in my mouth. It's in my heart. It's in my mouth. It's in my heart. It's in my mouth. It's in my heart. It's in my mouth. I see it as an image. I see the word. I say the word. I keep the word. And I'm not talking about a word. I'm talking about an image sown, a promise sown. Some of you got a promise for ministry, and you don't know why God brought that promise to you. What did he do in Abraham when he come up there and said, Abraham, I'm going to give you a promise to birth one heir, but one heir is going to turn into millions of heirs. And Abraham struggled for a good part. He got that at 75. First thing he went to do is bargaining with God. That's up in him. I got an heir. I said, Lord, I have no child. I cannot birth. I'm too old. See, he's going through all the motions you and I go through. Then he goes try to work it out. How about Eleazar of Damascus, my steward? He's born in my house. He's like a son to me. You know, he's working it out. God said, no, Eleazar. So Abraham goes on trucking, you know, because he doesn't understand. See, Abraham's looking outward. I got to do this. I've got to do it. One of the things about birthing, he's going to get you got to do it out of you. You got to get all that out of you if you're going to birth the kingdom. Otherwise, Ishmael will step in. Your capacity to birth. I've birthed so many of them, I can't stand it. But it was good for me to get all that out of me, because now there ain't nothing left of that in me. I don't even have the will or the heart to do it no more. The next one was Ishmael. Oh, Sarah, let's work this out with God. See, he didn't believe what God told him yet. He didn't know how it was going to work. So he birthed Ishmael, and that didn't happen. It's 14 years later, he's still at it, you know. He's 24 years in this promise, and God comes to him and said, Abraham, thy descendants will be as the stars of heaven, as the sand of the seashore. But you've got to understand this. It's not birthing through you. Everything's dead now. Sarah's womb's dead now. We can give birth. I need you to be dead enough. I don't need all that other stuff. I need to get it out of you. Now that everything's dead, you're in a real good position. Because all I need is it to abide right there in your heart. The rest of it can be dead. It doesn't matter. Because if it's there alive in your heart, it'll all come to life. Because it's within the heart all the issues of life will flow. It's within the heart it's going to birth. He somehow got that word from out there in the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. He got it up in here. And when he learned to keep it, it didn't take very long. At 99, God told him, he came to him and said, you're going to birth an heir. And he rolled on the floor laughing. He goes, oh, my God, I would that Ishmael would live forever. He gave birth at 100. He said he was strong in faith, gave glory to God. Somewhere between 99 and 100, he gave birth. He was in total unbelief at 99, but he was full of faith by the time he was 100 when he gave birth. Something happened. It don't take long once you learn to keep it. Oh, if I can keep it right here. I'm not looking to the right or to the left. And devil, you ain't going to have it. I already got his number. I know how he does. He's coming after it. I already know that. He's not stealing this. If I can stay close to the Lord, guess what burns very bright? His promise burns very bright in me. If I get away from him and get distracted, that promise goes very dim. And what you're looking for God to do is all dimmed out and the light's been put out. What happens when you get out there like that? You kick in motion. Well, I guess I got to go out there and make this happen. And you get back up into the sweat of the brow. You get up under Amalek, Ishmael, all of that stuff. Out of the fruit of your own body, the sweat of the brow, you're giving forth the labor. You see that? It's not the way God designed it. He designed it for to bring the living promise to abide and for you to birth from within. It's not in heaven. It's not in the death. It's very nigh. See, it's very nigh. Go to Deuteronomy 11. It is a joy. That word's living. I had no idea how much he would live. Now I understand why he brought us into the water. Because you put water upon that word. If you don't know how to do that, just listen to that Psalm 65 on our website. We'll teach you how to get your land covered in water. Clothe that living word in water. See, I'm clothed in the living water. Hey, guess what? In Genesis, you know, Genesis, when he called the earth out of the water, you know, everything was under the water. He called the waters back. He was birthing. Just like a baby, the water breaks and there's the baby. See, that's how God does. He puts all in the water. See, your promises are in the living water within you. It's all being incubated there. If you learn to just keep it, he'll incubate something so powerful and so great that's coming from heaven, but he's going to bring it out of you. And what's going to happen? He's going to draw those waters back. And when he breaks those waters, guess what happens? Out comes the birth into the earth. When he broke those waters and drew them back in Genesis, what's the first thing you saw? Anybody want to guess? The mountain of God's in you is the first thing will come out when the waters break. I got a mountain of generational inheritance in me. When those waters break, that's the first thing that will show up. I see that mountain. I carry that mountain. See, I got a revelation of that mountain. You got to have your revelation. Whatever it is you need to birth, I need to birth this mountain. I need to birth it real bad because there's king. I'm up in there last night. I'm going to tell you the truth. It is about 11, almost 12. I'm up in there. I am so caught up in this mountain. I'm calling kings out of this mountain. And I'd had my headphones on my new iPhone. I like it. I on my worship music and I've been playing and I had set it on the side and it rings. I'm like, who is calling me? And I look at it, it's Matthew Bismarck. And Matthew goes, Pastor, you called. I said, no, I didn't call. He goes, no, you just called me. You left me a message. He goes, you were talking about some glory of God and the mountains of God. And he goes, sound like you were praying. God dialed my phone to him. He's sitting there. He goes, no, you did message. You were praying in the message. And then I said, well, you know, I don't know. It must be. I was so in the spirit. I didn't even think. And all of a sudden the going goes, hey, what's coming on me right now? He falls on the floor in intercession. starts weeping and crying, and I start prophesying him. This mountain's about to come out of him. I mean, for 30 minutes, we're caught up. And the Lord said, this is how it works. I just wanted to let you know I connected you with the king out there. Because you were working the mountain on the inside, so I just brought one of those kings. Because they're coming out of the mountain. There's going to be a lot of kings coming out of the mountain. They're going to be carrying great generational treasure. I'm going to reveal that mountain again. I gave it to Caleb. I gave it to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Caleb, David was crowned king in that mountain. I'm going to release it again in the earth. I said, oh yeah. Come on, say hallelujah. Glory. I got that mountain up inside me. I know where to keep it out of its flowing generational inheritance up out of this mountain. I'm getting this so solidified. And I said, devil, don't even think you can come up in there. See, I know why, because it's up under the water now. It's in there where he can't come. He can't come up in there. That's one of the things I learned by when I got in the living water. I learned how to get into the waters of God. I learned how to escape the pressures. I learned how to get up in there with the Lord. See, it says you got to meditate. I told Joshua, if you'll meditate this word day and night, you'll have good success. He said, let it not depart out of your mouth. But meditate. Let me tell you something. Even the cults know that when you meditate, they're not meditating out of their mind. They're meditating from a spiritual position. They move into the wrong spiritual position. You were supposed to meditate out of your spirit. That living word was supposed to come up into your spirit. And you were supposed to see that word. And you were supposed to say that word. The meditation, you were supposed to see it and say it. That living word. See, they move in a place. You got to move into that position. Because that's the place you're holding that word. That's the place you're speaking that word. That's the place you're interacting with it. It's an inheritance that's come down from heaven. But when it starts manifesting here, you can't stop it. Everyone said, you can't stop it. Deuteronomy 11, verse 18. How many of you got this kind of faith? Well, one day God will bring it to me. You're in the wrong place. If you got bring it to me faith, you're in the wrong position because you're saying it's somewhere other than your heart. God's saying you don't have to go out into the sea to go get it. You don't have to go to heaven to go get it. You don't have to go out there to get it. It's very nigh you. You're going to have to make the adjustment. Everyone hear that right now. Well, God's going to bring it to me. No, no, no. He's going to bring it out of you. And then when it comes out, then he'll bring everything to that. You're going to have to learn it. It's here first. If you think, well, one day it's going to happen, he's going to bring it to me. Maybe on this day or that day, and everybody gets into these dates, you know, and they get all these numbers and dates, and they think it's going to happen, all that. Listen, it's the abiding word in you. You're going to have to get that. You're going to have to settle that. If you don't, you're not going to know where he's going to come from. You're going to keep looking for it to come out here. Well, he'll just bring it to me one day. How come that one day never shows up? How come you sit there next year one day out there next year, when the whole time this is where he wanted you to be, right here? Benefit of the tape, I'm drawing a rectangle around my head and to my heart, right up underneath my head, under my chin, around my heart, right there. That's where it's got to live. That's where it's coming. That's where the Holy Ghost is going to bring it out. That's where he's going to break it forth. That's just good preaching right there. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 11, 18. We'll see, be seeing fruit here pretty soon. When you see the fruit, I'm just going to say, I told you so. And say, I told you so. I told you so. I'm not going to be braggadocious about it, but I am going to walk around saying, uh-huh. Now, what I tell you at the beginning, I'm just talking to you about the financial arena, but we got anything God's called you and sown into you, that's how he's going to bring it out. Revival's up in there. The Capernaum inheritance is up in there. I just know when you're going to draw the water back, the first thing you'll see is the mountains. But the Capernaum inheritance is coming too. So what is that? I cannot get into that today. Hallelujah. All right. Deuteronomy 11, verse 18. Therefore shall you lay up these my words. See that? In your heart and in your soul. Therefore shall you lay them up. Say, lay them up. He's teaching them how he's going to do this in the promised land. Obviously, there's only two of the original 12 that had them laid up in his heart because it came out of their heart when they faced adversity. The other 10, nothing but doubt and unbelief. He says, bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as the frontlets. They may be as the frontlets of your eyes. Teach them to your children, speaking of them. Say, speaking of them. Speaking of them in thine house, when thou walkest by thy way, when thou liest down, when thou riseth up. See, you got to have it right there. If you want the way God does it, you got to have that right there. It's got to be in your mouth. Whatever in your heart will be in your mouth. If it's not in your heart, it won't be in your mouth. If it's not in your heart, it's because it's been snatched. If it's not in your heart, it's because the enemy done took it up out of there and you have no abiding word in there to God to work with. And you're back into this realm. When God, when? Why God, why? How God, how? When are you ever going to do this? Are you ever going to do this? One day somebody's going to show up. Put them in the frontlets of that eyes. You know, when I first taught this about 6 years ago, I was a very exterior. I didn't understand all this had to happen interiorly. So I was trying to do all this. I was trying to build a shield up around me, and it's all my old teachings. I was trying to build this exterior shield. I'm like, man, I'm right in the devil's battleground. This is where he operates, right out here. He's operating by perception. He's operating by circumstance and situation. He's trying to plow into you. The only way you're going to win is get up inside. See, the frontlets of your eyes were your spiritual eyes. It's what you're seeing when you close your eyes. Do you see that word abiding in your heart? What do you see in there? Well, it's blank. If it's blank, you got to get something up in there. So you got to be able to close your eyes and see the word. You got to say it. You got to believe it. It's got to be abiding and living. It's a living word abiding in your heart. What you don't understand, it's an inheritance. He brought it in the form of a word, but it is a very, very real inheritance. It can change the generation you live in. It can change your generations, your children's generations. You can break this stuff to where you're not 2 or 3 years later wondering, why is God ever going to do anything? It can come out if you'll give attendance to it. Keep it in the midst of your spiritual eyes. That's why he sows it in the form of parable. When God sows his word, the Holy Ghost always releases the word in picture, in image. That's why I see a mountain. I don't see a word. I see a mountain. That's why he gave you imagination. You know what meditate means? Set your imagination upon. That's why the devil knows that. He wants that imagination early. He wants to get that corrupted as early as he can. He wants to get it up in there, get a cult working in there. He barrages the children. Harry Potter's not the number one book sold for children for no reason. The devil wants to corrupt that imagination so he can bring a harvest later out of it. We're supposed to have the word up in there. He repeats the exact same thing in Deuteronomy 6. I want to look at Solomon's wisdom. Go over to Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 4 here. You keep it. Boy, if you learn this. See, Moses had this wisdom. Jesus gave this wisdom. We're going to see Solomon had the same wisdom. It's how the kingdom comes. What you think is just a word will turn into a river. When I first did this a long time ago with the word of prosperity, it was at a level. It came out at a personal level, and it gave me a level of breakthrough. But I saw for a brief time before it got stolen, the whole river, because I didn't understand how the enemy works. When I stood on this word for 9 months, I didn't even understand anything about what I'm talking to you. Most of my speaking was done out here. See, you're supposed to come in from this position of the heart. You're supposed to see it and say it from this interior position. Lord, how do I explain that to them? You got to get there. It's the wisdom of Old Testament and New. It's all right there. It's how it comes forth. But it birthed nonetheless. I remember in 1 week he quadrupled my income. But that set something up that started multiplying and started multiplying. And about 9 months later, the Lord launched me into the ministry. And that came into the ministry. That inheritance was rolling into the ministry. It was a river that got birthed from the kingdom. And it caused a lot of financial flow for such a small church. Just things would happen. This guy, when I launched out of the ministry, gave me his house to live in. I met him for an hour. Hand me his keys. Walked over to his house. Somebody introduced him to me. He goes, here's the keys. Lawn man will be here on Friday. The maid's coming on Thursday. There's a whole bunch of salmon in the fridge. Eat it all. He just had his house redone. redecorated, and the decorator told him about me. He goes, yeah, have him come. And he introduced himself. He already had his truck loaded. When I come over, he said, here's the keys. I saw him 3 times in 1 year. 3 times he'd come in and leave. I lived in this 10-acre manicured place. I lived there, first year of ministry. God just set me up. I still don't know that guy. I never had a conversation with him. Just hand me his house. That's what happens when you're walking in inheritance. Just happens. That year, we were ready to give $25,000 away to missions. The next year, $75,000 away. I've had a couple of kings in the history of our ministry that did more than the whole congregation did, hands down. One person was doing more than 100 to 150 people. Just writing it out, and you're thinking, glory to God, this is awesome, because they were in their proper kingly anointing until the devil said, no, that ain't going to do, and he comes and takes them smooth out. Have had 1, 2, 3, boom, 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 gone. 4 of them. I'm like, God, I can't keep one. I said, they keep getting taken out. He goes, that's because they haven't been trained to walk where you're walking. He goes, but they will be trained, and I'll bring them up, and they will stand. And everyone that failed, I'll bring another one that's going to stand. But you're going to have to birth it my way. You're going to do it my way. I got a lot of things I want done. And I've already been through the path of trying to do it myself. I've already been through the path of promoting a bunch of people that weren't ready. And they took it in the wrong direction, been that way. Then I've been through the path of brokenness. And I've been path of waiting and waiting and waiting. Okay, he's going to do it one day. How many of you ever there? One day he's going to do it. And meanwhile, it never leaves your heart. You know what I mean? It stays right there the whole time. And nothing happens. And you keep going year after year after year. And it's just the same thing. I'm like, God, is it ever going to happen? I can't do it. I got that part. We got that one down. I can do nothing of myself. Ever been there? I got that one down, Lord. I'm there. I'm broken. It's done. But all the time I'm thinking one day, or it's going to come through the door, something's going to happen, this, and the Lord said, see, you're always in the wrong place. He goes, because that's not where it's coming from. And I had to finally realize it was all right here. He says, don't you understand what's been with you the whole time? What was not taken away from you? The promise was not taken. The inheritance wasn't taken from within. It's always living. That's one thing can't be taken. It's still living. It was going like this. It was in yo-yo. And the Lord said, son, don't look any further than right here. That's where it's coming from. It's not going to come out of that door. Don't come next week, next year. It's going to come right out of the flow of the living promise flowing out of the heart. Now, I want you to now meditate upon that. Interact. Set your eyes upon it. Set your mind upon it. Set your words upon it. Let it be in your heart, in your mouth. Let it be on the frontlets of your eyes. Live right here. Is that a big enough assignment? This little 18-inch window here. Across my shoulders. Down. Right here. Heart. That's your window. Right there. That's all you got to. That's the only place you got to look. Don't look don't look anywhere else. He goes, when it manifests, it will come. You'll know it manifested, but it's coming out from the heart, the abiding word in the heart that's been well watered by the living water. That, my friend, is going to cause a birth in your life. Give the Lord a hand. Now, Solomon knew this. It was part of his wisdom. Moses knew it. It was the last thing he told him, Deuteronomy 30. This word, you got to keep it. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it. How many times he said, keep the word in Deuteronomy? 35 times he said, do it. 45 times. Keep it. Do it. Keep it. Guard it with all diligence. Mark 11, 24. There's two things going to happen in the heart. You're going to move the mountain, and you're going to receive the inheritance, and then it's going to transfer into the earth. Mark 11, 23. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, you don't have to ask anybody what mountain is. Every one of you know what mountains you face. The mountain's generally the thing keeping you from the greatest desire of your heart. It stands there every day of your life trying to intimidate you. that mountain has to be moved. Pharaoh's armies wanted to keep the children of Israel contained. See, you get the image of Pharaoh's armies being cast into the sea. That's what I see. Mountain, you are cast into the sea. Mountains of debt, poverty, lack, need, and destruction, you are cast into the sea. You will not rise again. See, you speak to that mountain. You command that mountain. There's a mountain of unbelief where the American church is, that's holding back the creative miracles, the creative realm of God. But there's also a living word of the Capernaum inheritance that says that creative realm will come into the earth. Oh, is it coming, Father? Verse 24 is what he wants you to see. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you the desires. I have a great desire to see revival in this city. I have a revival to see a king, priest, governor emerge from this city. An apostolic Antioch government, an Asaph government of worship that will bring the songs of the apostolic office. The sound of many waters emerge. I want like 200 or 300 songs to come up out. A lot of things we desire. What's everything you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive and you shall have. Don't miss that. Believe, there's two different things going on there, my friends. Believe that you receive where? Receiving's not the manifestation. The shall have is the manifestation into the earth. It's got to come out from heaven, and it's going to have to come, and it's got to rest up into your heart. You have to believe you receive it here first. That's the first phase. You have to get it abiding right in the midst of the incubation chamber of your heart, where the Holy Ghost hovers and He waters it. See, you believe you receive it. You got to receive it first. You receive it within. The kingdom within. The inheritance has came from the right hand of God. It's here. And from this position of reception of the heart, you shall have, because the Holy Spirit will then, with that word abiding in your heart and in your mouth, He'll manifest it into the earth. He'll manifest it into the jurisdiction of the earth. He'll turn the living water into wine. He'll turn that living water into miracles. He'll turn that mountain, will start flowing with generational inheritance. And where you struggle financially all your life, you'll start being blessed everywhere you go. You ever wonder why these men have this blessing on them? Everyone don't like them. Everything they do gets blessed. I was listening to one the other day. I really like this guy. He said, look, it's on me. It's always been on me. I got it a long time ago. And it's still on me. See, you're not going to convince a guy like that it's not on him. His fruit will speak for itself. Holy Spirit, what a great teacher you are. We're so close. So close. Carried these things in our heart. Now we must learn to have them abide. No more Amalek. No more Ishmael. No more human sufficiency. No more the works of man. We look no further than right here in this living word. I ask you today, for those who have not been impregnated by you, that you bring the living word to them to burn brightly. Divine deposit within them. The promises of God, the inheritance of heaven. You divinely deposit, and those that have had it in their heart and struggled keeping it, that you build the walls of protection around it, that you teach them to go into the kingdom of God, to see it, to bind it on the frontlets of their spiritual eyes. We bind our spiritual eyes to that living word. We bind it into our heart. We keep it in the midst of our tongue. From that position of your word, that you water it with the living water. It's all up in the water, just like a baby surrounded in a womb of water. This word, this living word, has been sown into the living waters, and it will pour forth like living waters. You'll bring it out of us. You'll bring it into manifestation. This mountain will emerge. Kings will come forth from this mountain. White horses will come forth from this mountain. Generational inheritance will pour forth upon our seed, our spiritual sons and daughters, our natural sons and daughters. Generational inheritance will flow. The Capernaum inheritance will flow like living water. Signs, miracles, wonders, the creative realm of God flowing up out of the living word, birthing from a word. By this we know the generations were framed by the word of God. Abiding in the heart of a believer. Help us keep it, Holy Spirit. Help us keep it. We speak to the mountains today. Mountains of debt. Mountains of unbelief. The mountains of resistance. The mountains of mammon. The mountains of fear. We speak to these mountains, these systems of thoughts that have bound our life, and we say, be removed now from this operation. Be removed and cast into the sea. Horse and the rider, Pharaoh's chariot and his armies, cast into the waters. God has made an utter end of this affliction, and you will not rise a second time. No more thy name shall be seen or sown again upon our land. You are utterly cut off. Utterly cut off. Out you go. Out you go. Father, today, Holy Spirit is hovering over us and within us. We receive this word. We receive this living promise transferred from the right hand of God to the agency of our dear Comforter, the Holy Spirit. You have brought this living word of revival, this living word of the Capernaum inheritance, this living word of the Mount Hebron inheritance, this living word of the Asaph government, the Antioch government, the Melchizedek king priest government, this living word. You've brought it. It is within. Let it burn brightly. Let it incubate in the water. This womb of living water. Let these mountains come forth from the waters. Let it pour out of us. Flowing rivers. A government of heaven flowing out of the heart of a believer. Angelic hosts being sent out. Preparing the way of this government. To release into the earth, to manifest into the earth with great power, with great demonstration, showing the glad tidings of the kingdom all the way from the right hand. We don't have to look any further. We don't even have to go up there to get it. It's right here, Jesus. It's right here with us. This inheritance of this beautiful, pure, and perfect living word that will transform the generation we live in. It will flow out. It will multiply. It will increase. It will turn. Thy word within us will become flesh. It will be clothed into the natural realm. It will spring forth in great abundance, in great power. Salvations of the nations, as these waters flow whithersoever they go, they shall be healed. The fishermen will stand upon the seas of Englium and Engedi, letting down the nets and all manner of the fish will be converted to the kingdom. The tongues, tribes, and nations will be harvested in this hour. This is the day. This is the hour. Thy word will become flesh and dwell among men. Thy word, kings will come forth from the waters. Whales will come forth from these waters. Men anointed of old to do exploits for the kingdom of God. Apostolic priesthood coming forth from the waters to do exploits into the nations, bearing the glory of God, coming forth from the waters.